What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Dad Strides podcast, the running podcast, all about getting those tired dad legs moving again. I am your newest dad host, Caleb Babcock.
And it's your favorite dad, Niles. And it has been a couple weeks, a lot has happened in these couple weeks, but we are stoked to bring you
a lot of developments.
Not as much ridge building as detraining, but we're gonna get into it. And we're also gonna talk about how to get that summer bod back.
Dude, I've had some ridge healing, okay? Can we
some
talk
ridge
about
ridge healing, right?
The ridges need healing.
Post send ridge heal. Does seem
post send ridge heal. I also got a new microphone, so if I sound any different, a little juicier, hopefully, that's because I got a different microphone.
You talk about your microphone so much.
I know. I'm sorry.
I don't understand. It's like you talk about a mic more than you do like when you get a new camera.
Dude, I'm all about that audio
you
life.
You are. You're about this kidding. Crispiness.
Okay, dude, drop quick, the news.
Yeah,
just drop it.
Just before we even get in.
Rip that Band-Aid off.
Okay, I pulled out of my 50K, and I'm not happy. I'm not happy about it, but I have my reasons, and the reason is because there are basically three two-week-ish breaks that I was forced to take due to sickness or injury, which accounts for 6 weeks of not running in a training block. And basically, it was shaping up to be just the worst day ever because I'd be so undertrained that it would basically be a suffer fest, and there wouldn't be. I don't know. I don't even know if I was going to be able to finish.
Is it partially because your boy also bailed?
Yes. Yeah. No. It's true. Yeah. I think you bailed. Another buddy got injured, and I was like, "Frick, dude! Everyone's bailing, and we can just push the race a year, and we can choose any race we want." So we are doing the Montana de Oro race next year in slow. Billy Yang just ran it, and it looked sick. So it looks really pretty.
Because basically, we can't get a refund on the race. So it was like 100 and something bucks. So we're like, you can transfer it to another race they host. So yeah, next March, we should be good by then, bro.
Yeah, hopefully I'm good by next March. But basically, I had COVID. So the beginning of the training block, I got COVID, which COVID hit me really light, but I still can't run a lot. Like, you still aren't going to go for big sends. And then after our Austin trip, my foot ballooned and I had that weird foot thing. So I couldn't run for 2 weeks. And then I got this crazy head cold. So basically my family's been on and off sick for like since January. And it's the freaking worst. Sick kids blows. Sick wife also blows. You know, but your boy's an ox. So he hasn't really been getting sick. But
daddy's got a grind still.
Finally succumbed to a sickness and had a horrible head cold. And just couldn't run. Felt super lethargic. So I missed another big long run. And then I didn't really get better during the week. And I was like, dude, this race is like 3 weeks away and I'm supposed to taper. Like, I am going to get effed up.
The long runs are crucial.
The long runs are so crucial. Like, if you miss your shortest run of the week, who cares? If you miss your long run multiple times in a training block, you are going to notice that on your race day. The good news, though, for me is that I actually have... I signed up for that half marathon with SmartWife beginning of April. So... I still have something to look forward to and something to train for. So I've completely reworked my training block and am now running for speed.
Dude, honestly, that's a grown-up decision. That's a grown-up calling it. Because 5 years ago, I bet me and you would have both been just like, no worries, going to send it no matter what.
I probably would have gotten really injured because my legs are not strong right now. It's like, I mean, I was running better. I think the longest run I was able to get was 14 miles with almost 3K of vert. Which for me is
that's pretty solid, a
big run, and I was pretty wrecked. And that was after going to a wedding the night before and like not sleeping, having a couple cocktails, you know. So my body wasn't like primed for that run either, but I felt okay.
Yeah, I feel like the bummer is like you do have good temps right now to get some runs in, like where you live.
This is
like
my
the temperatures.
This is the best.
This is a good season.
Like when we go run in Sweden, I'm gonna be training in like 90 degree direct sun, and then we're gonna go to Sweden. You know, so it's like that's
you're gonna
the
have
worst
to run
time.
At like. 10 p.m. into the mountain lions.
But what's nice is that race is really flat. So it's like running flat, you can run a lot faster. You can get more mileage quicker. What I realized that you said this earlier was like, if you're running hills, like it takes you so much longer to actually rack up mileage because you're running like a 14 minute mile yeah. up these freaking hills. And then when you run down, you're not even running that much faster because you're like, dude, this hurts.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm going to break my ankles.
Yeah. Like there's sections, if it's the right grade and the right like terrain, that you can really float it. But it's like steep stuff is like your toes are slamming into your shoes.
Right.
Like you're kind of tired, but yeah. Dude, I mean, I'll say I think it was the right call. I'm sorry for anyone else. I don't think anyone signed up for the race. No one like DM'd us and was like, I'll be there too. Cause we like made it a big deal. Like we'll be there for sure.
Can you imagine?
No, just April fools everyone.
Yeah. We're like,
psych. But, next March, 50K, your boys will be there for sure. We're going to transfer that race cred.
Dude, we'll be there.
That one also has like 7K vert, but the trails look dope.
The trails look dope. It's in a really pretty part of California, too.
So, yeah, and I've been on, I haven't ran now. I did that Frosty Moss relay. I don't think I talked about it we didn't pod since then. But so 2 weeks after the Black Canyon, I had told Taylor and Elise I'll do like this fun like relay, kind of like this backwoods trail and road relay as a team. We ended up getting a second place in our division of three. Ooh. Which was sick. So we all ran pretty good. Taylor of course mobbed it. And then he went out the next weekend and ran like a sub 6 mile pace half marathon. He PR'd in a half marathon. So he's and he just got it in New York. So dude, what up Taylor?
He's
shout
crushing.
Out dude. You're
Taylor
crushing
Wolf,
it.
Always crushing.
So after that, I kind of just didn't run, ran that. My ankle was still hurting. Now I've had 2 weeks off still, but I've been on the bike a little bit and still resting. I'm going to give myself 2 more weeks. I just really want to chill the frick out and let the ridges settle down. But yeah, dude, I feel like, what are we going to do?
Well, I'm psyched I have this half marathon because, dude, running fast is way more fun. Like, I haven't really even started training, but
wait,
tonight...
Really?
Tonight, it's like I have to go do 8 hill sprints and then like I'll probably throw in a couple miles after. And it's like, that sounds so much more fun than going
for a
really
long... Is it fun because you just get it done?
It's fun because I think it's fun because it's efficient and you also feeling fast feels good.
That is true.
You know, and feeling slow doesn't feel good. And I
feel
very
like a speed workout or remember we were doing the track workout stuff?
Yeah, so I'm going to be doing some track stuff. My long run, I think it's going to be like 2 hours. I think what I'm really excited about is that I think I should be able to PR half marathon. I've never ran a half marathon for PR. I think my PR was like it was like an 8:15 average. So I would love to break into the sevens, like a 7:40
it's
average.
Such a, heck yeah, it's such a good distance because
it's a really
it's
good,
long,
it's a fun distance.
But you're not going to be trashed.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
And dude, I remember, dude, if there are some listeners that have been listening for a while, when we did the Dad Strides Weekend Challenge way back when, my challenge was to run a half marathon and I got crushed by it. And now it's like, it's just funny to see how far I've come because now training for
That aerobic engine is buff.
Right. Well, and it's like last night it was like run 3 miles. And I'm like, that's it? Like just run 3 miles? Like that's
I want more.
That's my Monday? Like you
kidding me? What training plan are you following? Back to Hal?
Dude,
good old
back to Hal,
Daddy
bro.
Hal?
The Hal All Higdon right. Advanced. And I kind of just trimmed the first 4 weeks.
Bad boy, dude. Advanced.
I had to throw in the advanced, obvi.
Yeah, you are.
But what's sick is because the runs are shorter, I can surf during the day. Get a little hour surfing and then run at night. That's what I did today. I went and scored waves, had so much fun. Actually surfed pretty well for my own skill level. I had one wave with 4 turns on it, which that's a long wave. Like 4 rappy, throw a little spray, you know, probably look like a kook, but feel good at least. And then tonight I'm gonna go to small group. I'm gonna dive into the word of the Lord and then I'm gonna go run. It's gonna be tight.
That's sick, dude. That's a setup right there. It's definitely fun running fast, but yeah, I was just more thinking about it for overall. I'm also not going to train for anything major until the Sweden race, which is in August. But I will take like some time this summer to do some fun runs. Right. I want to like focus this summer on just running with friends, doing some mountain areas, but no races or anything crazy. But yeah, I guess the topic I wanted to dive into is like how to keep our bods, how to get the summer bods ready without running a lot.
Oh, without running.
Well, like with, because we're kind of like right now on a break. Like, where are you?
Dude,
you're kind of.
I think
running.
My bod's gonna be better because I'm running faster. I think my bod is actually because
really?
It's like because you're using. Yeah, I think it's just more of a full like sprinting and like running fast. I think it's more of a full body workout.
Like, you'll get more toned that way than, like, slow, sloggy miles.
Slow, sloggy miles is so good. I mean, probably. I don't know. I mean, sprinting? Sprinters are jacked. You can look at a marathon runner, and they got weird bodies. They got weird bodies, dude.
Dude, I do, like, drink, like, a cherry Coke usually at the top of, like, a long run, too, like, at the mountain.
Really?
Or, like, on the top of the mountain. Yeah, just, like, in a pack. Like, bring some snacks, some candy, maybe a little... So yeah, you could definitely gain some weight, some unwanted weight.
Right.
So you're not having any.
You
snacks.
Sent me that video of Sam Sheffer, kind of his like his tone journey, his summer bod journey, and the first thing I didn't watch the whole thing, but I did get to the part where he's talking the part where he's talking about the caloric deficit, and I was like, dude, I'm a caloric overachiever. Like it's like when I'm crushing runs, dude. I eat my heart's desire. I'll get Chick-fil-A.
We're not trying
I'll have
to lose
Oreos.
Weight.
I know, but if you're trying to get the bod fit for summer,
good call.
Caloric deficit is probably, which is basically you're burning more calories in the day than you're eating. And he did say he was only eating like around 1,000 calories, which to me is not nearly enough food. Like, bro, you starved yourself. But I think. You know, if you're going to run, you'll probably burn 400 to 800 calories. So eat 2,500 calories a day. You're probably chill. I don't know. It's probably what kind of calories you eat too. Eat healthier.
Yeah.
It's probably a good place
balance.
To start.
I feel like for just pure weight loss, he was saying that like technically like, yeah, eat less than goes out kind of thing.
Right.
So I don't know.
Which is just a very linear way to think about it. Like if I'm burning more calories than I'm eating, like my body has to burn the calories that are stored or like the fat that's stored, which does make sense.
Yeah, but I do.
What is the threshold on runs where you switch from like burning one thing to the other? Do you remember talking about this?
Like anaerobic and all that stuff?
No.
sorry, dude. I don't
dude,
know.
We're so technical. No,
we're so out of it.
It was like basically your body goes from like burning calories to fat. And when
in
the middle of
carbs.
A,
and then yes. It burns fat.
Right.
Yeah.
And then when that happens in the middle of a run, that it's like a really hard wall to get
that's
through.
That's when you bonk, I think.
Yes. Okay. So that...
Well, that's
so,
why...
So like, is he just running and he's bonking the whole time? Because that's what I was thinking about. If you're going to go around 10 miles like and you're hungry, that sucks.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's like how many... I have no idea. All I know is your body... I think you can train your body because I've watched YouTube videos of these runners that like train their bodies, like super long endurance runners, to burn off the fat storage, which I don't know if that's good or bad. Typically, though, stuff is burnt off like carbohydrates.
Right.
And we don't have to get into that. All I'm saying is like summer bods are crucial.
We want the bods back.
They're crucial, and I need to start flowing more. So I'm going to get serious.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so this is me saying, I'm going to get serious with some cross training. Not only on the bike, which we'll get into in a second. Your boy got a Peloton. And I might have mentioned it on the pod before.
Caleb's
we can,
rich. What no. Caleb's saying is he's rich.
No,
if you,
no.
If you have a Peloton, you...
Pelotons have the weirdest connotation, and I actually don't... Well,
when someone says, I have a Peloton, I just think wealth.
Because they marketed it all like that.
I don't know. No, it's because they're expensive, dude. And the monthly plan, bro, adds
dude,
up.
Okay, so I want to get my flowing down. I want to get my, like, basically my at-home PT core strength. I want to get a system dialed where I literally will do it, like, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I do that workout. Whether that's 30 minutes, 45 minutes, or whatever, I want to have a strength plan that
okay,
I actually
you need to
stick
give
to.
That to me and the listeners
okay.
because I would love...
I'll work on it.
Because honestly... If you're getting some miles or some cardio in,
even if it's three miles,
yeah, and then you're doing some tonnage, and then you're semi-watching what you eat, dude, the bod has to show up.
The summer bod, yeah. What's it? I mean, here's the thing.
Have you ever been like the like the toned, ripped guy at the beach?
Never. I'm the scrawny, no pecs, like little guy. Okay.
I've never been like the jacked, cool guy at the beach ever.
Dude, the California. Summer bod scene has got to be so different than what I know in the Northwest.
It is.
You don't see skin here.
Right. And you see some dad and you're like, how the fork is that dad just cut to shreds? And he's got four children and he's worth $1 million. How do you do that? How do you do that? That's not fair.
I almost spit up my sparkling water. He's worth $1 million. When someone says you're worth like money, that's good.
Like dude grosses $2 million a year and look at him. He looks perfect.
Like Nick Bear, dude. Legend.
Right. But we've also talked about this where it's like, we don't necessarily want to look like that because that dude is just asking for life to get hard, right? He's walking around the beach, and he looks hot, and he's talking to all the other moms. They look hot. Dude, that can only lead to bad news. I want to be above, slightly above average.
Slightly above average is
so good.
I want
a slightly above average bod.
If you want to have a really shredded bod, though, you could always have your wetsuit on over it, so like no one really knows. No one really knows the depth.
Right, right. But
there's ways to, you know.
There's ways to hide it.
There's ways to hide it. But no, so strength stuff, get the summer bod going. Springtime now, so it's a really good time to start thinking about it. For up here, at least in the Northwest, the snow is just starting to melt off the good trails, getting in that higher elevation.
That's cool.
I mean, it's a little early, but yeah, quickly going back to the Peloton. So basically, I'm like burping. I'm sorry. So gross.
That's
basically
so gross.
It was about a month ago now. Me and Ariana were talking.
It's about a month ago that I looked at my account and thought,
and I was like,
I'm wealthy.
Wow, dude, I have so much money. What do I do with it? About a month ago, I was thinking to myself, dang, like, I need my bike setup sucks. My bike, like, I have an okay bike, but I got it at Goodwill, the thing that the back tire will spin on. And I was like, oh, this thing kind of starting to be loud, and I'd love to cross train more because seem to always be getting slightly injured. And I just think like another cardio that has no impact is good for me.
Right.
And I was talking to Ariana. I'm like, hey, would you be interested in a stationary bike? What are our options? Started looking at all our options. And here's the thing. Dads are always looking for deals, especially me. And I realized COVID is kind of like wrapping up. And so many people bought Peloton bikes, specifically Peloton, because it was like the most popular kind. They bought them during the pandemic.
Right.
They realize they're not using them. So I'm like, dang, let me check the used market. Dude, so many Pelotons are now for sale. So that was more than like the Nordotrack, the stuff Costco had. Like I could get a Gen 2 or whatever Peloton, barely used. I got it for like literally like $1,000 flat. And now I don't know. It wasn't a big,
right.
It was a big deal, but it's something now that I can say, I actually liked it more than I thought.
It was a big deal identity-wise, but dads like deals, and if you get a deal, then that makes it less bougie.
And to me, a Peloton has that name brand, so I could take some good photos of it. I could resell that thing for $100 more than I paid for it. Guarantee it.
I do want to turn my garage.
Yeah.
So smart wife, this is funny. Smart wife is training for her half marathon, and she's like 6 weeks into training, and I just kind of assumed that once you're like in the middle of your training, you feel good after runs or you like it, and dude, she just still hates it.
She hates it. Ariana would be the same way.
Like she leaves for a run in an average mood, she returns in a worse mood.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious, dude. Like today, I was like, okay, babe, so at 4, like, I'll take the kids. I'll hop off work a little early. You can go for your run. You know, have some fun time. And then she just goes, yeah, but I have to run. Like, it's not fun time.
Oh, no. Is she looking forward to the actual half, though?
She's looking forward to it being over, dude. It is so funny. But I do think the Peloton, this is why I'm bringing this up, because I think she likes biking more. So what I would love to do is turn our garage, is once towns can walk, we don't park in there. We turn it into like a little fitness, which is just classic. How many parents' houses have you been to where there's like a fitness area that doesn't get used? That's what I'm afraid of, but that's what I want to build, a fitness area that does get used. Just like a mat that you can do some stretching on, and a Peloton, and then like a surfboard rack, and just like all of our recreational stuff. And I really want to get her an e-bike because she doesn't have one, and for the beach and for the summer, like, it'd be really nice
where you live. An e-bike might be more practical than a car. Like,
it is
hands
more
down,
practical,
especially with gas prices right now.
Especially
what are your thoughts on that right now, living in California?
What are
being
my thoughts
dad?
On just Ukraine? No, I'm just kidding, we're not getting into that.
No, just
my thoughts on gas are that it's just really it's a bummer.
Bro, your gas is just under 7. Your gas is my mile pace, okay? Like, when that starts to get close, you know it's bad, okay?
That's funny. I also think people in, like, North Carolina are posting photos of it being $4, which that is, like, my everyday. Yeah.
Are they tripping?
Yeah, they're tripping on $4. I'm like, okay, I've been paying $4 for gas for a decade.
California's next level. I was just down there. Hanging out.
Yeah, really.
It's, like, such a hard place to live. And that's why that dad's worth a mil at the beach, and that's why he's there.
Exactly. And he's just flexing on everybody because he's like, yeah, I can afford to live here.
Yeah. But the cool thing with the Peloton, and I think why Ariana, it really works for her well. We got a coworker, Julia, who kind of like I saw her crushing it on the Peloton, and I'm realizing you have three kids, but when they go down for their nap time, they don't have to leave the house, like right. go for a run. They can stay. It's quiet. They can listen to music or what the instructor's saying. They can be literally
the instructor 20 thing feet. Is funny to me.
I did my first class. They're so funny. Because yeah. they do also scenic rides, which I prefer that. But you can also just listen to a podcast and do like a free ride or whatever.
Dude, how...
It's just convenient is all I'm saying for the mom to be...
How dystopian is sitting in your home looking at video footage of Iceland riding a bike in place? Like, that feels so dystopian to me. Like,
it's pretty
like,
funny.
It's the beginning of the end, right? It's like yeah. something out of like Brave New World or like Fahrenheit 451. It's like you could see that being a part of it as like, oh, people couldn't go outside, so they sat on their really expensive bikes and like watched video footage of like a pretty place they'll never go to.
If I had like a VR on, all sweaty and stuff, and then I was riding like next to you and we were like talking right. over...
Dude, that's where it's going, dude. The world... I know. The world's going to get so lame.
What I kind of realized... yeah, I know. That's why we got to keep running outside.
I know,
but
dude.
But what I realized is that there's like a core stationary bike setup called a... It's called a Zwift. Z... It's like Swift, but with a Z. Okay. And I think I see some like elite runners and like people that are super dialed. They're doing their Zwift on Strava, but it's like almost like segments. And I think you hook it up to a regular road bike. It's more of just like a core, at least from my perspective, like a core indoor cycle alternative.
Okay.
And I'm like, I felt like weird at first posting a Peloton ride to Strava. And then I'm like, wait. Why do I care? I don't care at all anymore. But it's such a good way to get your heart rate up. Again, I'm thinking of it more as combining it with some strength routine. So it's cross training. It's right there. And then I can have my weight stuff on the mat. So I don't know. I'm just trying to... I think it's worth it. And then if not, I can sell it. We're paying like... I think for the... There's two plans. There's like a $15 a month plan for individual. But me and Ariana, because I mainly bought it for her... Because I'll get out and ride my bike when I can, when it's not raining. But right. the other plan is a family plan. You can have like six riders or more, all have their own profiles. And that's like $39 a month. So.
Do you all need your own shoes, right?
Yeah, needed shoes. I had shoes. I had clip-ins for my road bike. And then we got her a pair. So,
okay. How much are those?
That was a thing. Like, so I wanted her. To me, health is the most, like, it's super important. So if she wasn't really doing much, like, exercise, and I can already see this is like she's getting sweaty every day pretty much using it, and I'm like, I'll pay whatever for that if you want to like work right. out and feel good. So I think that her shoes, I was like, shoes are crucial because you don't want your feet to hurt. So I think hers were like $100, and we bought them from like a local bike shop, because I think with biking and like skateboarding, it kind of comes back to like supporting the local, because those shops aren't sick. Doing like epic. I'm sure they're just like, we There's need some no sales way. And no, because everything's buying online. So we went and bought at the local shop. I think they're like $100.
Yeah. That's great.
But she's,
that's
great. Yeah, I'll give her a shout out, dude. She's like, she's trying to do a 30-day challenge where she does a ride every day for 30 days.
Yeah.
It can be like as short as 5 to 10 minutes or like 30 or whatever. But she's nice.
Well, send me your 20 affiliate. Days. Send me your affiliate link and I might have to pick
Oh, yeah,
up.
Yeah, yeah. I got a Craigslist affiliate link, dude.
That's sick. Cool, dude.
So, yeah, race-wise, guys, give it up to Niles for making a good adult decision. And I will say, dude, I'm so on board, because here's the thing. After Black Canyon, and I was like, not going to not do it, but I was definitely not feeling a hundo.
Yeah.
My ankle was weird and stuff. I'm so on the page of like, if you're not feeling 100%, like, don't go race. It's like better to wait, feel better, and then have confidence. Because if you get to the starting line and you're not feeling good already, it's like, it's a bad space to be in.
Absolutely. No, that makes a ton of sense. And I think for craft, we still haven't gotten any of our gear, but we are excited to get it. And then I think,
that's a good call you brought that up, because I'm sure people were like, dude, aren't you guys like, craft athletes then?
Where's your gear?
We had a Zoom call with their like marketing guy and like three athletes, which was super cool. So we got to know them. But they basically said our boxes are a little delayed. I think they said end of March, right?
I think so.
It's pretty chill, honestly. Like, I don't...
Yeah.
Again, and if I got this stuff now, I'd be like, oh, I want to go running and try these shoes out. I'm kind of glad I don't have any of it, because now when I do get it, I'll probably be back to running.
Yeah. For the record, I was very out of my league on that call. I mean, they were talking about just, like, happening to go run this 55 mile race. The one guy, Alex, seemed like such a normal dude that you would be on any Zoom call with, and then you follow him on Instagram, and like, dude's a professional run, a professional runner.
He's doing drills like
he's
perfectly.
He's doing like drills. Like, when I see you doing warm up sprint drills, I know that I'm in the wrong place.
And he had like 90,000 followers, and he's just like a professional runner.
He just
like,
runs, and he's so fat. And you see, he has video footage of him like striding out and stuff. I'm like, dude, who's shooting this of you? But it's like, of course, it's like this is what this is your professional. So like.
This is
you
yeah,
have a whole
what you do.
Thing. This is what you do. So I'm gonna get effed up on that race too. But at least it's flat. Whatever.
So yeah, and we'll give you guys more updates. As right now, we are still planning to run the Ultra Vasson 90K in August, which is gonna be epic. Mostly because we get to travel to Sweden, and the race should be fun. But it's good, dude. It's flat, so that's kind of we don't have to try too hard.
I love flat.
Yeah.
Cool, guys. Well, thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode, whenever that is.
All right. Peace.
Peace.